Okay, today's daf is Bechoros daf Beis daf Beis. We're holding daf Beis Amud Aleph at the very beginning. Malzus Tovan Meseches Chulin, and Be'ez Hashem, today we are going to begin Meseches Bechoros. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and we thank him as we enter Meseches Bechoros to continue to be mechazek our learning and his learning. So we are the Mishnah is going to discuss five. We'll go through what's going to be in today's daf first, then we'll give basic introduction. The Mishnah is going to discuss five cases where you're pater from Petar Chamor on account of the a guy's partnership or a guy's partial ownership in the animal, some sort of shutfus hagai. The Gemara is going to discuss, why do I need five cases to tell me all about shutfus hagai? I get the idea, you can just tell me one basic klal. And then the Gemara is going to discuss whether it's mutter to sell an ubar of a behema gasa to an ovi kuchavim, and we're going to have three rayas, meaning we're working with the assumption that we're going to talk about a little bit today about that there's an issur to sell in general of a behema gasa lo ovi kuchavim. So we're going to talk about whether it's mutter to sell an ubar of a behema to an ovi kuchavim. Then we're going to discuss, can our Mishnah possibly be following the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda? And then the Gemara is going to talk about at the end, if you sell a behema gasa li'ubreha, do you then have a chiv to be poda that animal? Is that enough of a sale to a guy, if you sell a behema gasa li'ubreha to an akum, that you would then have a chiv pidyon? So just a basic introduction to Maseches Bechoros. Maseches Bechoros, the Rambam writes, is after Maseches Vachim, Maseches Merachos, and Maseches Chulin, because simply that's the order of the Pesukim in the Torah. The Torah and Dvarim Perek Yud Beis, Pesukim Yud Aleph, through Yud Zayin, V'haya Amokom Asher Yivchar, Hashem Elokeichem Bo L'Shaken, Shemo Sham, Shama Taviyu Es Kol Asher Anochi Mitzaveschem, Oloseichem, V'zivcheichem. There's going to be a designated place where you're going to bring your karbanos, that is Meseches Vachim, Meseches Menachos. Then the Pasuk goes on to say in Pasuk Tezvav, Rak B'chol Avas Nafshecha, Tizbach V'achal Tavasar, that's Dinim of Shechita, eating meat, that is Meseches Chul. And then in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Lo Sucha Lechol B'Sharecha, Ma'aser Dugan Chavitzrocha Vitzrecha, Uvechoros B'Korcha Vitzonecha. And though all those dinim are dinim that appear in Maseches Bechoros, so the Rambam writes that it flows naturally because that's the flow of the Psukim. The Masechta has essentially four topics that we're going to discuss. We're going to talk about the dinim of a Bechor Behima Tahora that's given to a Kohen and brought in the Beis Hamikdash. We're going to talk about Petar Chamor. That's nifta b'seh. You have to be poda petar chamor with a seh, and it's nitan l'kohen, and it becomes mamun kohen. And there's a chovas arifa. If you are not poda, then you have to do an arifa on the petar chamor. We'll discuss some of the details of that. The third topic in the Masechta is bechor adam, the idea of pidyon ben chamish sloim that's given to a kohen to be poda a bechor adam. And then the last parak is going to discuss dinim of meiser ben. Not really Bechar, but Meiser Behema, that when all the new animals are born into your flock that year, that you give one out of every 10. So the Masechta is, it's fortuitous that we happen to be learning, beginning Maseches Bechoros, not only the day of Tainis Becharim, but on the day that we are about to enter into Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. It was at Yitzias Mitzrayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had designated the Bechorei Yisrael and had distinguished them from had distinguished Bechori Mitzrayim as well, had distinguished a Bechor from a non-Bechor. He killed the Bechori Mitzrayim, saved the Bechori Yisrael, and gave Kedusha to Becharos. And because of that, the Parsha of Kadesh Li Kol Bechor, which is where we have the mitzvah of Kedusha of Bechora, was commanded Dafka in association with Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that Kedusha applies to Adam, to Shor, to Chamar, that there is this notion of Kedushas Bechora. So that's what we're going to be discussing Be'ezras Hashem in this Masechta. So says the Mishnah, right at the beginning, says the Mishnah, Halokech Ubar. The background. The Torah says Petah Chamor Tifteh B'Seh. That's only on a Chamor, not on other behemos tameos, and it has to belong to a Jew. But if a Goy has a Chelek in the mother or in the Vlad, then there's no Chiyuv of Pidyon Petah Chamor. So the Mishnah is going to discuss what kind of ownership does a Goy have to have to take away the mitzvah of Pidyon Petah Chamor. So you have a firstborn donkey. What does it take in order not not to be chayiv in pidyon peter chamor. How much ownership of a guy? So alokech ubar chamor shalov chavim. A guy has a chamor that is pregnant, and it is its first pregnancy. A Jew comes and buys the ubar while it's still in utero. So vamocherlo, or a Jew sells a guy the ubar of his. Of his chamor, his firstborn ubar, meaning the first pregnancy of its chamor, of the Jew's chamor, and doesn't yet have kedushas bechora. Afal pishen rashi. Now the Mishnah adds this little line, which is going to cause us a lot of discussion. But the Mishnah says, by the way, this second case, you're not allowed to do it. A Jew is not allowed to sell a chamor to a guy. There's a gezer the chum make not to sell them a behem agasa because they're going to do malacha with it on Shabbos, Rashi writes. The makar of the Yisr is a sugya in Avodah Zarah daf yudalaram beis. And the truth is, if you look in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah over there on daf tezvav amral, the maskana of the Gemara is that they disallow selling a behema lenachri in order that he shouldn't come to be maskir behema lenachri or lahashila lo, to rent or lend an animal to a guy, because then there's a chashash that he's going to work with the animal on Shabbos, and the Jew is going to be in violation of shvisas behema b'Shabbos. There were also choshesh that the Nachri is going to be kona on Erev Shabbos right up until Shkiyas HaChama, when it's just before Shabbos, and he's going to put a burden on the animal to test it, to see if it's able to carry a heavy burden, and after Shkia, the Jew is going to call it, the Jew is going to, you know, is going to summon the animal to show the Nachri that, look, it's a strong animal, it's able to walk with your burden, so then it will be a violation of the Yisrael, is going to be in violation of Mechamer. He's going to be trying to show off the product that he's selling to the guy. So he's going to call the animal, and it's going to be a violation of mechamer on Shabbos. So Yantif wonders about this because we'll leave that for now. So again, so the Eino Rashi says that we're afraid that he's going to do malacha with it on Shabbos. Which Hamishtate flow third case, if someone buys a chamar together with a guy b'shutfus v'amekabel emenu, or Yisrael is mekabel chamor from a guy in order to raise it and to be metapel in it almanas, that he's good, that they'll split the offspring of this chamor, but the chamor remains in the guy's possession. Or the same deal, but in the reverse. V'anosin l'bekabala. The Jew gives his chamor to a guy for the guy to do all the work of the raising of the animal and the caring for the animal. Almanas, that they're going to split the vlados, but the Jew remains the owner of the chamor. In all of these cases, Pater min ha-bechora. You don't have to do a pidyon peter chamor. There is no din of bechora. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Be Yisrael." Pasuk says, "V'kdashti li kol bechor, be Yisrael me adam ad behema." So we darshin avalo ba'achirim, that the chiyuv bechora is only when it's berashus Yisrael, but not when goyim have any sort of chelek in the animal. So that's why we have those are the five cases where there's some sort of involvement of a guy, some sort of shutfus of a guy, and it's therefore going to be pater from Peter Chamar. Now the Mishnah had given five cases, so the Gemara says Kalhani Lameli. Why do I need five different cases to essentially make the same point? Says Mar Tzrichi. We need all of these cases. Each of them have their own chiddush, as we're going to see when the Gemara spells it out. Not really each of them. Four out of the five of them have their own chiddush, and one of them is just sort of thrown in there, derech agav. But four out of the five cases have their own chiddush. Di Tana Lokeach, had the Tana only said the first case, that the Jew buys the ubar while it's still in the womb of the chamor of the guy, that it's pater from pidyon hava amina, I would have thought that it's pater mishum to kamaisi la kedusha, because by buying that ubar you are bringing that ubar into kedusha, because the guy when it was in the possession of a guy, it would have done malacha and Shabbos. Now you're causing that behema to be mekayim shvisa, or you're causing yourself to be mekayim Yerushalayim, Shvisas Behema on Shabbos with that Behema. So you're doing a great mitzvah by buying it. So I would think that we're not going to be konais the person. We're not going to make a knas on such a thing. Aval mocher de kamafkala mikedusha. But when you are selling the ubar to a guy, where you are removing its kedusha, now it's no longer going to have shvisas behema on Shabbos. Ema liknasei, I would say that we should make a knas and we should be mechayiv him to be poda the ubar from the guy and give it to a kohen. So even though technically I understand it's going to be pater because be Yisrael v'lo ba'acherim, I understand that it's technically pater from Bechorah, but I would think mitrabanan we should make a knas because this person just did a terrible thing. He took this animal that he could have been fulfilled the mitzvah of shvisas behema with on Shabbos, and now it's in the possession of a guy. So kamash milan, that's why the Mishnah has to tell me that even the din of mocher uber l'gai is that you're pater from Bechorah, there is no knas. You don't have to be poda it. Tosfos raises the question. The Gemara could have just given another reason why the Mishnah has to talk about the case of the mocher and the case of the lokeach. Because if it only would have spoken about the Jew being the lokeach, we would have said that he's pater from pidyon petach hamar because he didn't do an iser by buying the uber. But when he sells it, where he did an iser, because as we said, he's not allowed to sell it, I would think that that we should be kones him. So he says the Gemara could have been miyashiv that, but it gives one of the two reasons for the tzrichusa. Now the idea that Rashi is suggesting, or that the Gemara is suggesting over here, the way Rashi understands it, that you're doing this great mitzvah because you're bringing it into a Jew's possession when you're buying the ubar, and therefore it's a fulfillment of shvisas behema, is an interesting idea. And the Sefer Reishis Bikurim, one of the primary achronim in Maseches Bechoros, he says doesn't understand what the mitzvah exactly is when you're buying a behema that it should be shoves by you. The asay shel shvisas behemto is not a chiyuv. It's if you have a behema, you're muzal shvisasa. You're not allowed to work your animal on Shabbos, but it's not a chiyuv to be shoves as many behemos as you can on Shabbos. When the behemos be on nachri, there's no din of shvisas behema, so there's no kiyum of the mitzvah. So what's the idea that you dafka have to like buy the animal in order to be shoves? He says it seems from Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom that if a person doesn't have any animals, he's not mekayim the mitzvah say shvisas behema, even though he's not being mevatel the mitzvah of shvisas behema. Only someone who has an animal that is mushvas is mekayim the din of shvisas behema. And he says, you know, this is different, let's say, than the mitzvah of shabbason, that the person has to have a din of shvisa, that everyone is mekayim that when he's shovis from malacha, that since he's not doing malacha, and the rest of the week he is doing malacha, on Shabbos he's batel from malacha, he's being mekayim the mitzvah of shabbason. But the mitzvah of shvisas behema is not miskayim unless you actually have a behema to be shovis with. Meaning, I would have thought shvisas behema just means don't do malacha with the behema, and just like shvisas adam is don't do malacha with yourself. But no, you have to actually put yourself in a position, apparently, according to Rashi, you have to own a behema in order to be mekayim shvisas behema. This is similar, the Reish Bikurim points out, apropos for today, the Rav Yah is quoted by the Tur in Siman Tav Lamed Vav, that someone who doesn't have chametz and his house is totally clean has not been mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu. He has to be mekayim the mitzvah bepoel. The Avnei Nezer writes this way in Aruch Chaim Sim Shin Yud Ches, just like the mitzvah of Tashbisu is not something, is something that only kicks in Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, so too the mitzvah of Hashvasas Behema B'Shabbos is only Shloshim Yom Kodem L'Shabbos, meaning the parallel of Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag for Pesach from a Shabbos perspective is 3 days before Shabbos. And it's based on that that Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom hold that there's a Srach mitzvah to be Kona Behema in order to be Mekayim Shvisas Behemto, and similarly to buy chametz in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu. The Makor Chayim in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Pesach says that a person has to go out of his way to acquire chametz in order to burn it to be mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu bikum va'asei. However, in the Tshuvas Ma'arik he says no, absolutely not. Do not buy chametz in order to burn it. Just to burn. Ein lecha shvasa gadol mizu of not having chametz. The Torah says the lashon of tashbisu, not a lashon of sreifa, because This is no mitzvah to be so reif per se. The din is that you shouldn't have any chametz. And that's what the Chak Yaakov writes as well. The truth is, this is a suffix already raised by the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch, mitzvah test, discusses this suffix. Is it a mitzvah of tashvisu, a mitzvah bekumba say that you have to actively be mevaer, or is it a mitzvah b'shev al taseh that the chametz needs to be mushvas? And he comes out in the end that it's a machlokas rishonim in Mesachas Pesachim. In the Chelkas Yoav, the Talmud of the Avnei Nezer, he says, you know what, it might be not just, it might be machlokas tanoim, forget about machlokas rishonim. There's a machlokas about how to do tashbisu, how to do bir chametz. Is it hashpasas b'chol davar, or ein bir chametz elas reifa? It could be, says the Chelkas Yoav, that according to the Rabbanan, that bir chametz is b'chol davar, so then it's a mitzvah b'sheva al taaseh, like the Marik, mitzvah just not to have chametz. But according to Yehuda, that bir chametz is sreifa, maybe that's a formality, that it's a formal mitzvah bekumva asay to do it. Rav Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shlomo raises the suffix. Let's say this morning you have a little bit of chametz left over, as many of us do. So, but you're also hungry, right? So, should you eat that? Are you allowed to eat that chametz instead of burning that chametz? So he says, even if you hold that tashbis was a mitzvah kiyumis, it could be that when you're ochel, that's the greatest form of hashvasa, and it could be that being ochel the chametz this morning is a kiyum mitzvah of actually being mevayer the chametz. Okay, so that's why we needed the first two cases in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, "Mishtatif lo lamli." Why do I need the Mishnah to tell me the case that if a guy has a shutfus with the chamar, the vlad is going to be pata from pidyon, from the din of lokeach guy or mocher to a guy? I would already know that any bailus of a guy patas you from pidyon. Says Mar lafukim mid Rabbi Yehuda. That's to tell me against Rabbi Yehuda. To amr shutfus of the chavim chayevus bebuchara, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that shutfus of a guy is chayev in bechara. Kamash milan. So that's why the Mishnah wants to tell me this case to pturim in a bechara, to tell me not like Rabbi Yehuda that it's in fact pata from bechara. V'mekabel lamali. Why do I need the case of a mekabel chamar from a guy in order to raise the chamar and then split the vlados with the bechar, that the vlad habechar is part from pidyon? Isn't that just a fancy form of shutfus? So don't I already know that? Says Mar, you're right. Mishum tukabay lunasim vanosin la bekabela. Really, there's no chiddush in mekabel from, but we want to introduce the next case of the guy being mekabel from the Yisrael, and that's going to have a chiddush. Okay, vanosin la bekabela lamali. What is the chiddush of hanosin lo b'kabbalah? From the din of mishtatif, I already know that any sort of shutfus of the bechor is not going to be chayv in pidyon. Now, itzrich, we need to be told this case, because salka deita chamina, we would have had a reasonable thought that hol the ikr behema di Yisrael, since the animal remains entirely the Jew's animal, the guf ha-behema, and half of the vlados still belong to the Jew, so liknasei delmasi lechlufi b'behema achriti, that we should be kones, the bailim, and be mechayev pidyon petach hamar on the bechor, because you might make a mistake and think that just like this animal belongs entirely to the Jew and its vlad is pata from bechora, other animals that belong entirely to a Jew, you might think is also pata from bechora, because everyone knows that the mother belongs entirely to a Jew. People might make that mistake. So kamash milan, that's why the Mishnah tells me, no, we're not concerned that people are going to make that error. This is not, while the mother belongs entirely to the Jew, the vlad is split between the guy and the Jew, and therefore it's pater from Peter Chamar. Now we're going to go back to that one line where the Mishnah said that the Mishnah just threw in Afal Pishen Arashai, even though you're not allowed to. We had said, so are you allowed to sell an Uber Behemagasa while it's still Me'imo? Apparently you're not allowed to sell Behemagasa to another Chavim. Can you sell the fetus of Behemagasa? So Tanan Hassan, there's a Mishnah Mesechas Avod Zara Daf Yudalar and Beis, that Chavim do not allow you to sell a Behemagasa to a guy because the guy may do Malacha with it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Matir Bishvura. Rabbi Yehuda allows you to sell a behemoth whose legs are broken because it can't do malacha. The guy is obviously buying it just to shecht it, and he's not going to leave it around alive for too long. So you don't have to worry that people are going to see it by the guy and that they're going to come to sell him a behemoth that's fully healthy as well, because it's going to be very quick. He's just going to buy it. He's going to slaughter it. He's going to eat it. Ben Beseira Matir Basus. Ben Beseira was Matir selling a horse because they wouldn't use a horse for Avodah Sakarka, which is Asur Midaraisa on Shabbos. All they would do with the horse is they would ride on the horse, and riding on a horse on Shabbos is only Nisr Midrabanan, because Achai no Seyes Atzmo. The horse is not doing any real malacha, because we assume that a person carries him himself. So if the horse only carries a person, so it's not doing any real malacha, and therefore the Chum did not make a gzeira to not sell a horse, so that the guy shouldn't ride on it on Shabbos. So we raise the following shaila. Uber mali amar Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold of the about selling an ubar of a behema gasa? Are you allowed to sell that to a guy? So time it Rabbi Yehuda hasam deshari mishum deshvura uber nami shavurhu. Do we say the reason Rabbi Yehuda allowed selling a shvura is because it's unable to do malacha? Well, guess what? A fetus is also unable to do malacha. So in that moment, the ubar is also a shvura. Odilma shvura lav hanu urche. Or maybe you could say that a shvura, it's not normal for a behema to be to be unable to do malacha. So a shvura is an unusual case. Aval ubar kiven dainu urche. But pregnancy is a very normal thing for an animal to have, and being an ubar, it's normal that it's unable to do malacha. So maybe lav shavurhu, that's not called shavur. Meaning shavur means that it's functioning below capacity. The capacity of an ubar is that it's not able to do malacha. So it's not considered a shavur. So that's the shayla. The Gemara is going to have three rayas, three proofs. Tashma says Gemara, raya number one from our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda does not allow selling an ubar behema gasa to a guy, because our Mishnah says va'amochelo, if a Yisrael sells the ubar of a bechor of his chamor to a guy, afal pi she'eino rashai, even though he's not allowed to sell it to the guy, because the chamor made a gzeira, they're not allowed to sell the behema gasa that he's going to do malacha with on Shabbos. Below polig Rabbi Yehuda, and we don't find Rabbi Yehuda arguing on this din. Sounds like even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to sell the ubar to a guy. Says that's your raya, that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't show up in the Mishnah to argue. If your raya is that Rabbi Yehuda is not cholik in the Mishnah, the Mishnah goes on to say that someone who buys a chamor b'shutfus with a guy, or a person who takes the guy's animal to raise it in order to be mechalik in the vlados, or the guy takes it to raise the Jew's animal to be mechalik in the vlados, it doesn't say over there that Rabbi Yehuda is cholik. Do you mean to say that Rabbi Yehuda would not be cholik on those cases? We're about to quote a brisa that Rabbi Yehuda is cholik on every one of these cases in the Mishnah. So obviously we know that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with many of the lines in the Mishnah, and it doesn't mention it. So when it says Aval Bishenu Rashai, Rabbi Yehuda is not recorded in our Mishnah as arguing, but that's not a raya that he doesn't argue. Of course he argues. He says you're not allowed to. You are allowed to rather sell the ubar because the ubar is a shvura. So that didn't work out as a raya. Our Mishnah cannot be brought as a raya. So it says Mar Tashma, we'll bring another raya that Rabbi Yehuda does not allow selling an ubar of a behema gasa to a guy. Because the Braisa tells us, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ha mekabel behema min ovid chavim. A person is mekabel a behema from ovid chavim to be metapel, to raise it, to then split the vlados. V'yolda, and it gives birth to a bechor. The vlad does not have kedush saguf to be brought on the mizbeach, because half of it belongs to a guy. So malin oso b'shavyo, v'nosin chatzi dam of lekohen. Rabbi Yehuda holds, you assess the value of the animal, you give half of its value to the Kohen, because half of it belongs to Yisrael and is chayiv in Bechora. V'nosin lo b'kabala, and if you give the animal, if you give your animal to a guy to be metapelin and to raise, and you're going to split the vlados, afal pi shein arasha, you're not allowed to do that because you're not allowed to give a guy a behema gasa. Consumoso. Therefore, we're going to make an extra knas to be poda it from the guy. And if the guy refuses to sell it back to you for its value, then you have to add to the value in order to get it back from the guy. Even if he's asking adasara bedamav, he knows he's got you. He knows that you have to buy it back from him. So he raises the price 10 times its value. Yes, you have to continue to do that. You have to give him even that amount of money in order to buy the animal back from a guy. V'nosein kol damav l'kohen. And the additional knas is you give the entire value of that bechor to a kohen, even though half of the bechor belongs to a guy. It's not chayvim pidyon. This is all part of the knas that you have to be poda it. So because it was usher to give it to the guy in the first place, to give the behem magasa to the guy in the first place. Rashi has a difficulty with lashon the brayso. Afpishen a rashai. konsumo. So afal pishe in a rashi konsumo. Adraba kivan she in a rashi konsumo. So because he's in a rashi, it's konsumo. So rashi means that it's konsumo. So on the fact that he sold, even though he's in a rashi, meaning that the afal pish is that he sold it. He sold it afal pishe in a rashi, and because of that konsumo. So it's not that the knas is afal pishe in a rashi. The knas is because he's in a rashi. So what's the raya from this price? So all I see from this price is that Rabbi Yehuda is very strict when you have one of these arrangements with a guy that one of you owns the animal, the other one raises the animal, and that you split the vlados. So my lava uber, when Rabbi Yehuda says afal pishen rashai, isn't he talking about selling the uber, that you give a guy a behemu uberis to be metapel in it, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, that you're not allowed to give the uber to a guy and the chum make a knas and they're mechayiv to be poda. So you see, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to sell an uber of a behemagasa to a guy. He says, well, no, that's not right at all. Rabbi Yehuda's not saying ain't a rashai to give an uber to a guy, a behema. He's talking about the mother. You're not allowed to give the animal to a guy, almanas, that you're going to be zocha and that you're going to split the babies. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says ain't a rashai. I have a hadam of katani, but it says you have to pay up until 10 times its value. Damav lashon zachar sounds like you have to be poda the vlad. If the iser wasn't giving the aim to the guy, it should have said that we make a kanasa, you have to be poda the aim, that you have to be poda the mother, the one that you did be iser, you gave the vlad. Says Mar Tani Dameha in a chinami, you got to change it. It shouldn't be Belashon Zachar. It should be Belashon Nekeva. And in fact, it is talking about Adasara Bidameha of the aim. That's what you have to buy back. Vahanosein called Damav La Kohen Katani. But that's not the only time it says Damav. It says you then take all that money and you give Kol Damav to the Kohen. So you see that you give the value of the Bechor to the Kohen. It wouldn't even make sense to give the value of the aim to the, over here. It's not just the Lashon. It's the very halacha, right? It wouldn't make sense to give the value of the mother to the Kohen. The mother's not a Bechor. V'i behema Kohen mayavidite. If we're talking about the aim, why would you give that to the Kohen? It doesn't have a din of a Bechor at all. So it must be that we're talking about the Demei Havlad, the value of the offspring. And since we're being Kones, that you have to be Poda'it, so it's Muchach that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you weren't allowed to sell it. You weren't allowed to sell the fetus to the guy. So it says Mar, nah, that's not a Raya that you're not allowed to sell the fetus to a guy. The Bryce was talking about where the Jew gives the guy a pregnant animal in order to be mefatimit and then take half of the shavach bein bepitum bein bevlados with the fattening of the mother and the vlados, and he did that that's an iser demigo de kansinu leya behema kansinu leya ubar. Since we're going to make a knas on the behema, which was the real iser, so we make a knas on the ubar as well. That the knas is going to affect the ubar as well. That you have to get that back and give that money to the kohen. But if you sold the ubar alone, then there never would have been a knas because there's no iser in selling the uber. The iser is only in selling the mother. So that raya didn't work out either. So Amar Rav Ashi Tashma, third and final raya, that Rabbi Yehuda does not allow selling an uber of Behem Agasa to a guy. Rabbi Yehuda Matir B'Shvura Mepnei She'inu Yicholo Lehisrapos. We have a brisa that tells us that Rabbi Yehuda allows selling a Behem Agasa that is a Shvura to a guy because it will never get better. So there's no chash that it will ever do Malacha on Shabbos. Oh, once he says that, then it's very clear. He made it very clear, HaYicholo Lehisrapos, that if it's able to ever get better, if this animal's ever going to be able to do Malacha, Asar, then Rabbi Yehuda would say you're not allowed to sell it to a guy. Well, vahu uber nami ki yachol esrapos nami. An uber is an animal that eventually will be able to do malacha. It's considered like it's yachol esrapos. So shema mina. So from there we finally see that Rabbi Yehuda does not allow selling an uber behema gasa to a guy. So we have three rayas. The first two didn't work out, but the third one is pretty explicit that any time in the future it's going to be able to do malacha, that's enough reason not to be allowed to sell to a guy, and therefore you're not allowed to sell an uber of a behema Magasa to a guy. So up until now we've been discussing the Rabbi Yehuda allows selling an uber of Behem Magasa, and we said Aser. Now the Gemara is going to bring a different Lashon where the entire issue is whether our Mishnah could be following the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. V'ikad demasni lamasnisin. Some have this whole nidon about with the line in the Mishnah, v'amocher lo afal pishe'eno rashai. Sounds like you're not allowed to sell an uber to a guy. Lema masnisin de lo k'Rabbi Yehuda. Should we say that our Mishnah holds against Rabbi Yehuda? Titnan, because the Mishnah says Avodah Zarah Rabbi Yehuda Matir B'Shvura, that Rabbi Yehuda allows you to sell a Shvura to a guy because it's not able to do Malacha. So it's logical that if you sell an Ubar, that's also a Shvura because it's also unable to do Malacha. And yet our Mishnah seems to say that you're not allowed to sell even an Ubar, which is not right to do Malacha, to a guy. So it says, well, nah, filu tamer Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah could even be going like Rabbi Yehuda. Shvura, lav haynu urche, Ubar, haynu urche. Rabbi Yehuda allows selling a Shvura because a Shvura is not able to do Malacha, and that is abnormal that an animal is not able to do Malacha. But an Ubar, it's normal that an Ubar is not able to do Malacha. So if we are Matya, selling it to a guy, we have to be choshesh that you're going to come to make a mistake and sell a behema shlema to a guy as well. You're going to sell a regular animal to a guy as well, because an Ubar is functioning at full capacity. So I might come to sell another animal that's selling at full capacity to a guy. So that's why we have a problem with selling the Ubar, even though a regular Shvura should be mutter. Tashma will bring a raya that Rabbi Yehuda asers selling an Ubar to a guy. So this should sound familiar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mekabel Behema min Ovid Chavim. V'yoldav, a person is Mekabel Behema Torah from Ovid Chavim to then split the Vlados. And it gives birth to a Bechar. The Vlad does not have Kedush Saguf to be brought on his back because half of it belongs to a guy. Malin also B'shav Yovinos in Chati Dom of LaKohen. Rabbi Yehuda says you give half of the value to the Kohen, Vados in LaBekabalah. And if you give your animal for the guy to raise, Aval Pishein or Rashai, and you did that, as we said before in Rashi, you did that even though you're not allowed to do that because you can't give your behemoth to a guy. Constant also, because you did that, we make a knas, ad asara bedamav, you have to redeem it for up until 10 times its value, v'nosin kol dam of the kohen, and you give all that money to the kohen. My lava, Uber, isn't that talking about the Uber? So like we said before, lo, a behema, it's not a raya at all, it's going on the behema. Aiva damav katani, lashon zachar, Tanidameha, Enochinami, it should say Dameha, it's going on the mother. Van no sin called Domavla Kohen Katani, Vi Behema Kohen Mayavinte. But it says you should give all of it to the Kohen. If we're talking about a Behema, then if we're talking about the mother, then what is a Kohen of any Shaychus with the mother? The mother's not a Bechar. Now again, the case is you gave the pregnant animal for the guy to fatten up the animal and to split the vlados. Demigo to conceal the behema, conceal the uber that we make the kenas on the uber as well. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya from another brisa. Am Rav Ashi Tashma. I'll bring a raya that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're not allowed to sell uber behema gasa to a guy because Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shvura mipnei she'ena yicholul esrapos. And the diuk is yicholul esrapos. But if it's a behema that can get better and can one day do malacha, that's going to be aser. So va'anami kayachol esrapos dami. An ubar is considered yachol esrapos. So shmamina. So you see from this brisa that you know that Rabbi Yehuda holds you're not allowed to sell a behema gasa to a to an ubar of behema gasa to a guy. So now when the Gemara is going to discuss, you sell a behema gasa li ubreha. Is that going to be aser as well? And are you going to be chayiv to be poded from the guy? You buy a lehu. Machar behema li'ubreha. An animal's not yet pregnant, but you see, you have hopes that in the future this animal will be able to produce offspring. So you sell the animal not for the animal itself, but that all the vlados that will come from it will belong to the guy who is buying the ubrim of this animal. But the gufa behema remains under the bailus of Israel. So my, do we make a knas that you have to be poda just like when you're mocher behema gasa to a guy? Or do we say, no, you never sold the animal. The animal is still yours. So that's not considered a mechira behema gasa, and there's no knas on such a thing. Tibayil Rabbi Yehuda, Tibayil Rabbanan. This is a shayla both according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to the Rabbanan, who do not allow selling a behema gasa, even that's shvura, to a guy. So why is it a shayla according to both? Tibayil Rabbi Yehuda, it's a shayla according to Rabbi Yehuda, who allows selling a shvura. Ad kan lo kasher Rabbi Yehuda ela b'shvura. Rabbi Yehuda only allows selling a shvura to a guy, d'lo asya l'chlufei, because no one's going to come to make a mistake and sell a regular behema shlema to a guy, because a shavura is going to be immediately slaughtered and eaten, and no one's gonna even see that you sold it to a guy. Aval shlema dasi lechlufei. But if you're making this arrangement with a shlema that you're selling it liubreha for to a guy, people are going to think that the guy bought the animal. They're not going to realize that the guy is only purchased the rights to the offspring, and then people will come to sell a real behemagasa to a guy and a healthy behemagasa. So asar, Rabbi Yehuda would asar. O Dilma, Umashur de Paskimine, Vakolshkein Shlema, de Lo Paskimine, or maybe you could say that it's the opposite, that if a Behema Shvura, where it's completely outside of the Rishus Yisrael, you mamish sold it to a guy, Rabbi Yudah still make you, so Kolshkein, where I'm actually keeping the animal, I'm not even selling it, it's just the Ubrela that I'm selling, then for sure Rabbi Yudah would be make you. So that's why it's a Shaila within Rabbi Yudah. Tibay the Rabbanan, and it's a Shaila within the Rabbanan as well. Adkan Lo Kas Rabbanan. Maybe the Rabban only had a problem with the Shvura de Paskamine because you're completely selling it. Aval Shlema de Paskamine Sharu, but maybe in the case of a Shlema where you're keeping the ownership of it, maybe they're Matir. O Dilma Mashvura de Loasi Lichlufe Asri of Kolshkein Shlema da Asi Lichlufe. Or maybe the Rabban would say, look, if we're going to Asar a Shvura where no one's ever going to make the mistake and confuse that with the Behema Shlema, so in this case where people might make the mistake and they might get confused, for sure it's going to be Aser. The time of the Rabbanim Mishum Hachiyu, so says the Gemara, wait a second, is the reason that Chum Maser selling a behema that's a Shavura to a guy because you're selling it with a Mechira Gemura and you might come to sell a behema Shlema, is it mutter to sell a behema Shlema and to the point that we then raise the suffix, can you sell a behema Shlema l'ubreha and leave the Gufa behema by the Yisrael? Vatanya. But the Brisa says, Amr lo Rabbi Yudah, the Chum say to Rabbi Yudah, who is Matir in the Shura, Velo Marbiyan Aleha Violedes. They'll be Marbiya on that animal, and they'll mate that animal with other animals, and will give birth. Alma Mishum Ubrehu. It sounds like the reason the Chum Master, Mechir's Behema Shvura, is because you're not allowed to sell the Behema for the Ubrim that it's going to give birth to. So according to the Chum, there's no Makam for a Suffolk over here, whether you're allowed to sell the Behema Gasalu Ubreha. The whole reason the Rabbanan don't allow Shvura is because of the Ubrim that come from the Shvura. So it says the Gemara, Hachi Kamrinai, Taim Adidan Mishum Dasi L'chufi B'beima. Now what the Rabbanan were saying is, as far as we're concerned, it's Aser anyway, because you're going to come to be Machlufit with a Behema. People will confuse it with selling a real animal to a guy. Ella at my time is Sharis. But why were you Matir Shvura Mishum Dein Yichol L'Shabos? Because it's never going to do Malacha, it's never going to be confused for a Behema. So command the Zavna L'Shchita Dami, it's as if you sold it for the sole purposes of Shechita. So we question whether that's true, say the Rabbanan. They may not shech the animal right away. They may use that animal to produce offspring. And if they're going to use it to produce offspring, they're going to keep it around. And if you said back to the Chum, when you see a Behem Ashura that's Yoledes, then you could have a Taina on me. How could I be Matir selling a Behem Ashura to a guy? Because they're leaving it around to be Teled. But that's not a Metzius. No one does that. Because the Behema Shvura is not in the mood to mate. It's not able to be Makabel. It doesn't have the physical strength, maybe even to be Makabel, a Zachar. So you can't learn from the Chachamim what Rabbi Yehuda's, from how the Chacham addressed Rabbi Yehuda, what they hold about Mechiras Behemalu Ubreha. And that's why the suffix is Bein L'Rabbi Yehuda, Bein L'Rabbanan. So it says Mar Tashma, will bring a Raya from our Mishnah. V'anosin lo b'kabali. Yisrael gives the Chamar to a guy to be Megadol, Metapel in it, and in order that they split the Vlados, but the Chamar belongs to the Israel, so the Vlad is Pata from Pidyon Petah Chamar. V'lo katani afal pishein arashai, but it doesn't say in the Resha, it doesn't say afal pishein arashai in that case. So it sounds like that it is Rashai, that you're allowed to sell Behema Gasa Almanas to be Zoch in the Ubrim, to a guy, as long as you keep the ownership of the animal. Says Umar Ulitaimeich, if that's going to be the diuk you make, that the Tana didn't say afal pishein arashai, when you give it to him by Kabbalah, that it must be that there's no Isser, how are you going to explain Hamishtate flow, where we said that you take a shutvus with a guy, the Lo Katani, where it also says Av Pirshen Rashai, Hachinami de Rashai, so you want to tell me that that's Mutar also? Vamar Avuad de Shmuel, Asal Adam Sheasal Shutvus, and Novik Chavim, Shemi Yischaev Lo Shvua. There happens to be a separate Isser, you're not allowed to make a Shutvus with Novik Chavim, because the guy may, in the business dealings that you have, there may be a Chi of Shvua that the guy is going to have, Vinishpalo, B'Shem Avad Chavim Shalo, and then he's going to have to take a Shvua, and he's going to take the Shvua, B'Shem Avad Zara. Va Torah, Amren, the Torah says, Lo Yishama Alpicha, it says V'Shem Elohim Acherim Lo Saskiru, Lo Yishama Alpicha, that you're not allowed to cause the shame of an Avodah Zarah to be mentioned because of some business dealing that you have. Elatana mechira vua din l'shutfus. So why does it not say afal pishen rasha b'shutfus? Because it already said it by mechira, and we know that that the same is going to be true for a number of these arrangements. So achanami. So we can say over here as well. When you know sin lo b'kabbalah, it doesn't say afal pishen rasha. Tana mechira vua din l'kablanus. It says it by mechira, and we know the same is true when it comes to kablanus. Umayshna mechira denakat. Why does the Tana mention afal pishen rasha dafka by mechiras by magasa to a guy and not by kablanus and not by shutfus? So Gemara says the Tana would rather tell me aser by mechiras by magasa to a guy the ikur mechirahi, because the ikur iser that the chamaser by nesinus by magasa to a guy was nikva on the mechira of the animal. So that's the primary ikur. That's the primary part of the iser that the chamaser the mechiras behema, and therefore that's where it mentions it. But in a chinami, this iser applies in all of these other cases as well. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with the second raya in this shaila.